For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast. The podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Morning Voice Ronnie from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And here I am with bright and early little riser. My little sweet man, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Bean.
Hello. We are recording this at the crack of dawn, a.k.a. 10.06 a.m.
Girl, this seems like a different world out there at 10.06 a.m.
I know. It's really weird. It's intense. Like, it strange is. Things are happening.
There's so many weird neighbors out there I never see, and, like, all sorts of dogs being walked I didn't know lived in this neighborhood.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because this morning when I woke up, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make myself breakfast. And instead, I wound up joining Nextdoor. You know about Nextdoor?
The porn site?
No, not. Well, there is the porn site called, like, Nextdoor Studios. But there's an app called Nextdoor, which is like, it's like a little social network for your neighbors. So you join.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you know, I know it.
You know that one. So I finally decided to join it because, you know, why not? And first of all, half the updates are just garbage. I thought it was going to be hilarious and interesting. Oh, I decided to join it because the guy across the street from me has this old, like 1985 Cadillac that he has a car alarm on. And the moment a leaf falls, that alarm goes off. I'm like, A, car alarms don't work. And B, your car does not need a car alarm. It's a shitty piece of vehicle history, and it does not need a car. So I was like, maybe if I go onto Nextdoor, I can see what people say about this, or maybe he's being like, people are complaining about him. All the reports, I post them on my Instagram. There's one about someone's like, I think I see a sick opossum, and then one is like, oh, someone shat in the street, and one is like, a transient in a tutu is starting to squat on my porch. And then the other one, I don't remember the other one. It's probably like about a coyote or something. But it's
sounds
just like.
About right. Stephanie and I do those on our Rose Pricks bonus episodes. We go through that.
Oh, really? That's so funny. Yeah,
it's
this
the
was
best
just
thing ever. It's like, there's a cat at the corner. I would really appreciate it if everyone was kind to the cat, because sometimes people are mean to cats. And this is this cat's corner, and so I think we should be nice to the cat. And then it's like 100 people like, fuck cats, or I love cats. Cats are better than humans, you know. And you can actually see who the people are, because they, you know, you have to be yourself on there. You can't be like, yeah, Bonnie Rarum or whatever. You
yeah.
have to like be yourself.
Bonnie Raitt. You can't pretend to be Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt's probably on there like, that's probably her, like, be nice to that cat.
She's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to report something real wild. Let's give him something to talk about. Hit it, boys.
Boom. Cat on the corner. Let's give him something to talk about.
Errant Rabbit on Monroe and Wilton. Yeah, the fourth thing I found was there was an errant rabbit. Someone was like, there's a rabbit. I'm not even joking. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Nextdoor, unless you're talking about the Housewives Nextdoor. We're here today to talk about Real Housewives of New York. But before we do, of course, we must mention the fact that we have some live shows coming up. Our two Chicago shows next month are sold out. And then in June, we have a show in Phoenix and a show in San Francisco within days of each other. San Francisco show is on Gay Pride weekend up there, which is a very big weekend. Don't let that scare you. This is part of that experience. And honestly, if you don't come to the Crappin' show on Gay Pride weekend, that just means that you're homophobic. So yeah. Just putting that out there.
Stop being self-hating gays.
Yeah, stop being self-hating gays. Stop being like other hating straight people. Like, come show your support. Plus, you know what also is good? Is that like, if you come to our show on Gay Pride for like the next year in the office, you can be like, no, I'm totally down with the gays. I like saw Watch Our Crappin' on Gay Pride weekend. Like, you get the badge that you can wear. You get the card that you can that you can use for the next like few months. If people
are
like,
"That
was
the ignorant person in your office."
Yeah, yeah.
Are you always being forced into special sensitivity training? Well, then this show is for you.
Yeah, we're basically giving you the gay card so that now, if you next time you say something that's like problematic or homophobic, you can be like, "I'm totally not like that because I went to Watch Our Crappin' on Gay Pride weekend." So that applies for you too, Phoenix.
Yeah, get it together, Phoenix. It's always Gay Pride in Phoenix. That's where Medium's from.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, you can't have a city full of mustard and ketchup highlights and not have a lot of Gay Pride, okay?
Okay, so here we are to the Real Housewives of New York City. So I started watching this 15 minutes in because I wanted to watch it without the commercials,
same.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when I pressed beginning, I thought it was starting at the beginning, but it wasn't. Oh. It was Ramona like, let's face it, I got a new car. And I was like, this is the best opening of New York that I've ever seen. But we'll get to that scene. I realized it when the theme music didn't come on. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. They wouldn't just do like a cold open with Ramona.
Yeah. They might. I mean, it's the 10th season. You never know how they're going to change things up. Yeah, but the episode actually began with Sonia. She's packing and to go to the Hamptons because she's planning to take the jitney to the Hamptons. And anyone who's listened to our bonus episodes from last summer when I took the jitney knows I have very specific opinions about the jitney, and they will probably resurface in a few minutes on this podcast.
Trauma jitney memories. Jitney traumas.
Yeah. Jitney Spears.
So she's got over there. She's got her new assistant, Jitney Spears. Over there is some knee highs and a Stevie Nicks hat. I don't know what this girl thinks she's doing for work every day. Like, you're writing some tweets, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Jitney Spears.
You're repairing computer 2 with the spare parts from computer 3, okay?
Yeah. Okay, Jitney Spears, San Diego. I wasn't sure what her whole thing was. But Sonia's just doing that thing where she's just walking around pretending like she's in the mansion in Annie, and she's got 97 servants about to sing, "We've got Annie." She's just like, what do I wear on the bus? It's going to be warm. Oh, so there's a Bethany party, and there's a Ramona party, and God, I don't even know what that party's for. It's no reason. Is it going to rain?
Yeah. She's like, all right, here's a gift for Aston, Luann's dog. Her dog didn't die, right? That's just Milu. Oh, he was such a proud dog. What are we going to do with these stairs? Put these stairs with Milu stairs number 2 and 3. Thank you.
I can't even keep track of who's jail, who's out of jail. It's just what happens at my age, you know? You just never know who's in and out of prison, which foreshadowing.
There's a lot of foreshadowing already in this season, but also this episode, for sure.
And this is the first time of many that Sonia assures us in this episode. She's like, at my age, in the Hamptons, I don't need to be out with 20-year-olds dancing on tables, because then my daughter sees, and you know how it goes. And then she's like putting on her underwear and showing her ass to the camera.
Okay. Exactly, exactly. I don't need to be, you know, dancing on tabletops. Then my daughter sees it on Instagram with 20-year-olds. You know what I need to be doing? I need to be dancing on tabletops with 20-year-olds so my daughter can see it on Instagram.
The never learning Sonia Morgan, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. So Carol, she calls up Tinsley and she tells her to meet at Dorinda's to go on this Hamptons trip and tells her not to be late. And Carol's like, I'm bringing high fashion to the Hamptons. I'm like, you're bringing fabric from Calico Corners. That's what I see.
You're wearing acid wash jeans up to your rib cage.
You have converted some Joanne fabrics into a halter top, perhaps.
Yeah, her outfit is like, remember Jordache? Jordache remembers you. It's like, whoa, Carol's ready to party.
I'm bringing my best Bugle Boys jeans.
She's just wearing Bugle Boys.
She's wearing dungaroos. And then you have Bethany,
well,
and then
she's like, "I've never stayed at a hotel before because I know so many people out there. I usually stay with Bethany, but she's full, and I think Tinsley is just as important as a roommate."
as a bedmate. I mean, as a roommate. Was that when she did that part? Or was that later?
Yeah, she got messed up.
Yeah. So then Bethany, she's like tromping around her. Is she in the Hamptons at this point? No, I think she's in the Hamptons. I don't remember where she is.
She's at her house right now. She's like, "Oh my God, yeah, I got glasses. Like, I got glasses. Glasses. Glasses.
Yeah, I got
glasses.
Oh, glasses for my birthday parties. They're sick. Oh, yeah. She's at her house with Biggie and Small. She's like, "I got these glasses for my birthday party. They're sick. There's something about the way Bethany says, "This is sick" or "they're sick" that just sounds so lame. I know it's totally contemporary slang to be like, "Oh my God, this is so sick." But the way she says it, it's there's somehow the way she emphasizes it. It's like when your parent tries to say something young and you're like, "No, mom," you know, "Hey, look at this. It's sick. It's sick. Look at my Gretchen Marx glasses. They're sick, Lainey. Hey, what's the matter? What's going on? You see these? Sick.
That's sick. That's cool." It's like one of those to be like, "That's cool.
See these glasses? These glasses are fire. They're fire."
I like it shows Bethany on the phone with her brand manager in all caps. And she's like, "Hey, brand manager. Okay, I just want to make sure everything's good for my Greek restaurant for dinner." Is she going to cry or is it her new face? I think her face is showing too much emotion. Because I was like, why is she crying about Greek food, you know? And then she's like, "I invited everybody." I'm like, sorry, that was Sheena. She's like, "I invited everybody to Ramona to see my house, you know, and I invited Carol, but she's staying at the Topping Gross House, whatever the hell that means. Like, top of Rose. What top of Rose? Another Rose. Yeah. Why don't they just call it Rose on top of a Rose House? Like, I don't get it."
Yeah, why don't they call it Rose Hat? Why don't they call it Rose Hat? Like, Topping Rose? Like, what's that? Like, what's going on? Rose is all bottoms now? I get it. See what it is? Tops and bottoms? Frederick told me that.
Sick.
You know what?
Sick.
It's such a sick joke. Think about it. It's like gay sex. Like, Groucho Marx, this is hilarious. Okay? What's the matter? What's going on?
Gay sex is sick. All the gay people are like, "Hey, wait a minute. I'm in it in the good way.
She's like, "Listen, I went to the Watch What Crappens show in San Francisco. It's okay."
Yeah. I'm not a homophobe. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what crappens when there's so much that crappens? So she's got a different story. She's like, "Well, you know, Tinsley usually stays with me, but she likes to have a close friend right near at all times. And now that person is Tinsley. So, you know, what do I care? Yeah. I've got Groucho Marx glasses for my dog, which is sick." So,
yeah, it's totally sick. Like, you know, like, what's the matter? What's going on? Like, you know, it's okay because, like, I got Bryn staying with me. And so it's going to be like a full house. And, like, I'm going to be paying attention to Bryn instead of Carol. And, like, Carol was my last year Bryn, but now Bryn's my new Bryn. And so Carol's going to have to hang out with, like, Tinsley because Tinsley's the new Bethany. See what I'm saying? It's sick. It's sick. It's a crazy thing. Groucho Marx.
Greek food. Sick.
Yeah. So, now Carol, Dorinda, and Tinsley are all in their car heading to Hamptons, and someone like slams their horn at Dorinda's, because you know Dorinda is a mess. She's probably in three lanes at once. She's like, "For God's sake!" I was thinking to myself, why is Summerhouse never this entertaining when they drive out to the Hamptons?
They just need to get drunker before they're on the road. I think they just all wait to drink until they're off the road, you know. But Dorinda's like, "Breakfast!" So Dorinda's like, "I want everyone to know I'm an incredible driver, navigator, and entertainer." They're like, "Just drive the car, please." Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, it's significantly way more entertaining so far than watching like Carl sitting there driving on the West Side Highway being like, more life, gents. Huh? Hi, gents.
More life, gents. Hey, more gents, life. You want to get off on this exit that says more life? Me, I do. I do.
Should I get in the right lane, which is less dress, or the left lane, which is more life? What do you want, gents?
So for some inexplicable reason, Sonia's riding her suitcase.
Yeah. She's like, she's wrapped up like a babushka.
Yeah, there's the old guy who packs the jitney. I'm going to ride my suitcase. Young. So she's riding her odd rolly suitcase. And he's like, "Hello, you're going to Hamptons?" And she's like, "Yes, I've been juicing." This is what you tell everybody before they take your luggage.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a lady taking her luggage, but I could be wrong. I liked how she was just like totally dressed like a babushka. And she like falls over, she trips over her own bag, and then she's like apologizing to everyone on the sidewalk as if anyone on the sidewalk cares. And I also like that she tried to stow away her flowers on the jitney, and they're like, "No, ma'am, you cannot stow these flowers down here."
It's
And so Sonia's trying to kind of she's trying to talk about the extol the virtues of the jitney. She's like, well, one of my girlfriends met her husband on the jitney, by the way. Yeah, they met. They went then moved to Saint-Tropez, and they got very involved with Nigerian basketball teams. And then they became part of the UN. So it's a very exciting bus, really.
It's a very high class way to travel. Okay, Sonia. This whole episode should have been called Poor Sonia on the Bus.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The jitney is the pits. So I took it. So last summer I went to the Hamptons and I took the jitney. And I thought for some reason the jitney was going to be like a special kind of experience. I thought the bus would be your standard coach, you know, where you have things like basic leg room. I thought there might be like even – there might possibly be like Wi-Fi or like – actually there was Wi-Fi. But I thought there might be like – just a lot of amenities because going to the Hamptons and it's not just called the bus, it's called the jitney. So I thought it was going to be some sort of like elevated experience. No, not only was it not elevated, it was by far the worst form of transportation I've ever taken. It was worse than any school bus, any airplane, any like public bus, any cab. There was no room. I have never been so squashed in my life on a vehicle. It is such shit. And then when I got to the Hamptons, my friend who I was staying with was like, oh, yeah, never take that. Take the Ambassador or whatever. So Sonia is basically taking like the steerage version of a bus to the Hamptons.
Yeah, she's basically on the bus from Romancing the Stone where there's like chickens flying around.
Yes, exactly.
She's like, why are we riding over a volcano? God, this is romantic. That's what I always wanted.
The tire blows out, you know, drug dealers intercept the jitney.
Yeah. It's like, what happened to Michael Douglas's face? So then we get Dorinda and Carol intensely in the car right after Dorinda's almost killed the Con Ed guy. And she's like, sorry, he was in my blind spot. And Carol's like, I don't think there's a gas station. And Tinsley's like, how would you know, Carol? She's like, well, I did run past here. And I was like, oh, good.
Oh, here God. We go.
It's exactly. Over, Carol. Okay, the marathon is over. You did it. Congratulations. Now shut up about it.
Yeah, and of course we got flashbacks to the marathon. I was like, oh my goodness. Luckily, the editors were like, instead of focusing on this boring thing, let's go back to Sonia cramped into the jitney, reading her newspaper. Like, the paper's basically up on her nose because there's no room for it in that seat.
Yeah.
She's like, huh, the things you read in the newspaper, isn't it amazing when there's something you haven't planted?
Newspapers are so amazing. What a glamorous day on a jitney. She's acting like she's on, you know, balcony of a Four Seasons suite.
I know.
Gosh, the jitney is great. You know what they do on jitneys? Newspapers. They have them here. Oh, who's in jail? Who's out of jail? Who do I know in the newspaper today? Am I right, jitney neighbor? Gosh, well, shut up, crazy lady.
Looks like the New York Times still hasn't published Milu's obituary. Okay, we'll get back to that. I was impressed that she was reading the New York Times and not the Post. I feel like she only reads the Post.
I only read the Post, so I ain't gonna bug. But the New York Times, I'm like, that's so many words. And then the Post, the font is bigger, and it's basically just gossip shit, which I like.
Yeah, and it's also because, like, newspapers are dying. The New York Post is essentially the size of an index card now.
Yeah, like, that's my favorite kind of book. I'm like, I read something.
So in the Dorinda car, they're all talking shit about Sonia. Because Tinsley is so mad about this stupid shit from last week where when Sonia told Dorinda that she thinks that Scott is paying for everything for Tinsley, and then Dorinda tells Tinsley, and now Tinsley is so mad. And she's like, what she said was defamatory and ridiculous.
And of course, Carol and Sonia, I mean, Carol and Dorinda are both really helpful. Carol's like, well, Sonia, she called you a whore. She's not very nice. And she's like, I grew up a debutante. Okay, I'm rich. I've always been rich. I'm just saying I've lived my whole life this way. It's not like I just got rich. God, it's upsetting. And she goes, well, didn't she marry some old rich guy? She's like, it's defamatory. Dorinda's like, God. Yeah, well, she blindsided me. I'm like, please stop talking in traffic terms like this when you're driving, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You're going the wrong way through the Holland Tunnel at the moment. Yeah, they make traffic patterns so strange now.
I like that when even Dorinda's about to slam Sonia, she still gets one of her own sayings in there. She's like, yeah. Make it nice. Carol said it perfectly. She's nasty nice. I'm like, wait a minute. You're just trying to get your own sayings into everything. She's like, she came up to me, we were talking, she cut my throat, and I didn't even see anything because there's blood going down. Suddenly I got two cherries on a sweater.
I forget about the cherries on the sweater. The cherry sweater. So Tinsy's like, well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm not gonna say hi to Sonia. And then Jimmy's like, don't do that. What's that going to do? And she's like, no, I mean, I just won't start anything with her. Oh, it's not that easy to get over the slander.
Defamatoryism.
Oh.
And Jimmy's so like, don't do it, Dorinda.
So then we cut to the Food Network, where the latest episode of The Barefoot Countessa is taking place. As the Wan parks her Mercedes, and is like, I'm loving my new toy. You know, I've always had cars that were for the children, so there's always a back seat. But now I'm running the front seat, baby.
All I need is my passenger. Who is he? I don't know. But I do know he's out there somewhere. The passenger needs a ride.
If you're honking at me, I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the sound of my Pandora station.
Sorry, love, but you're going to need to take a back seat. This is Free Luan in the Mercedes.
Hey, we go and ride it in my Luan car down Sag Harbor Boulevard.
It's a Mercedes, boys. It's a Mercedes.
Pink Luan car driving down the street, waving at Sag Harbor. Hello, Mrs.
Ding dong, we're here at the cheese shop. Well, that song's over. I'm pressing save on my Pandora station.
Yeah, thumbs up on that one.
So she goes into the Cabot Cove bread and cheese shop, and she's like, oh, hello, Michael. Michael, whose name I know because I'm here in this Cabot Cove bread and cheese shop all of my life. Look at this, for example. It says something French. Franc-a-donk-donk-donk. Yes, that's right, Michael, I know. Wrap it up, Michael.
Oh, look at this. Look at this cheese. It's called Bonjour. Je m'appelle Olivier. Oh, I like that. That sounds nice.
Do you have the Salle France house?
Do you have croissant caviar? Thank you.
She's like, I have this for my friend because she's having a birthday party and she needs a gift basket. So I just don't want to get her something normal. Okay, let me describe her to you. She never shuts up. She's got a giant stick up her ass and a chip on her shoulder. What can you do? And he's like, cheese.
Maybe some
Taleggio. How about some cheese and some wine?
This was such a Barefoot Contessa scene. I was just dying. Because this is what Ina does. She walks into a store. She opens the door, she goes, hi, Michael, when she's still in the doorway, like all the way across the thing. She's like, hi. And then she sort of sashays in, looks around, and goes, I love it in here. You know, I think I'll have a pound of that, Taleggio. You know, make it when you're entertaining guests. You don't have to cook everything. Sometimes you just need a good piece of cheese, some grapes, and a platter. It's as simple as that. And you're like, I was like, this is Countess Luann is doing Ina Garten right now.
Yeah,
it's everything I want.
Pretty much. She's like, as long as it's from the Sag Harbor area.
Yes, some local Sag Harbor cheese and grapes.
Yeah, she's like, anything that Sonia can put in her little backpack on her way back from the jitney thing bus.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Sonia calls her and she's like, hey Lou, I'm here in Southampton area. I'm gonna pick up my car and I'll be there momentarily. My car, did you hear me? I have a car here. I only use my car once and then, now and then, you know, because I leave it in the Southampton area. When my husband passed, Aaron took over, and after Aaron took over, Billy took over, and after Billy passed, Julie took over, and after Julie passed, I don't know, we just found some tall bear, and he's got the keys, so he's...
Sonia, and she's like, he likes to look after me. He takes good care of me. He's very protective. I'm like, you're making him sound like Alfred the Butler. Okay, so calm down, Sonia Wayne.
She's
She's
like,
like,
well, when my husband turned off the heat, he was the first one to sleep on top of me to keep me warm. I just felt like a little bunny or a kitten.
So meanwhile, Luann is going all over the Hamptons because Sonia apparently gave her a giant list of to-dos and items to get, including like blenders and NutriBullets and things like that. So Luann goes to the hardware store where there is a smoking hot hardware guy. I mean, I felt like we were back watching Revenge when all the locals were super hot in the Hamptons. How hot was that guy?
Yeah, and you knew that they were going to have a big storyline because they were really hot. It's like the hardware store guy, and he's really soft-spoken. He's like, you want to look at a blender? I was like, oh my God, he killed somebody in Revenge.
Yeah. He's secretly like the son of the Sag Harbor mayor or something like
Yeah, but he
that.
like smoked weed one time, so he was kicked out of the family, and so he's going to get revenge.
Madeline Stowe comes in and is like, I'm looking for a blender. Surely you can help me with that, sir.
Yeah, I
Actually, it
was
was.
worried for him. I was like, oh no, Luann is gonna just start getting spittle all over him. But she didn't. She's like, I don't even see you. I see a wall of blenders and things that can fit in the passenger seat. The passenger seat.
She's like, can you imagine calling the hostess and giving her a list that long? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Coconut milk, milk, almond milk, blender things, cars, a cat. Why would she need a cat?
Broccoli, broccoli water, broccoli cheese, a broccoli placemat.
She goes, and a toaster oven. Maybe I should let get her one of those too. It's a long story, revenge guy.
Get it, toaster oven. 3, 2, 1, toaster oven. Maybe I should get her a toaster oven. She loves a toaster oven. Toaster oven, thanks. See that I count as in France and listen to my song on my Pandora radio station.
Ding, it's ready. Ding, ding, it's really ready. Ding, it's ready. Ding, ding, it's really ready. Toast. Toast.
Toasts. You know, we actually, I don't know if you guys heard, but there actually is a new Luann song out. We played it at our Irvine show, but it was all the way at the very end. Should I play it again here, for anyone who maybe missed it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna play it. Here it goes. All right, everyone, get out of your chairs. It's time to make some noise. Even you, Carol, get out of your crypt.
Ha-ha!
I've been traveling, I've been to prison, hit a low, but now I've risen. I'm not Ramona, but I am a singer. I've seen it all, been through the ringer. Queen Latifah's not a queen, but I'm still the Countess, so don't be mean. And if you want to sink my yacht, let me give you some food for thought. At the end of the day, you're all jealous bitches. I've got a Pandora station, hear me across the nation. I've got a Pandora station, you're just an imitation. You may run in marathons, but I get downloads in Kazakhstan. I have a Pandora station, and you're just an imitation.
I listen to Luann on the radio. I'd rather spend more time with Avery, though.
Sold out shows, who knows what's next? Maybe Carol will send a text.
I wouldn't count on it, I'm running a race.
Quiet, Razzleville, shut your face. I've got a Pandora station, hear me across the nation. I've got a Pandora station, you're just an imitation. You may run in marathons, but I get downloads in Kazakhstan. I have a Pandora station, and you're just an imitation. Would you believe it, girls? I have my own Pandora station. Me, Countess Luann.
Whoa, you're pop icon.
Better believe it. I've got a Pandora station. 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 Hear me across the nation. I've got a Pandora station. You're just an imitation. I've got a Pandora station. Hear me across the nation. I've got a Pandora station. You're just an imitation. I've got a Pandora station. Hear me across the nation. I've got a Pandora station. You're just an imitation. You may run in marathons, but I get downloads in Kazakhstan. I have Pandora station, and you're just an imitation.
Wow. So good.
Wow,
Luann, I don't know what my favorite part is. The rhyme with marathon in Kazakhstan. Or your icon. You're so icon.
Well, it's about time that Luann really shouted it from the rooftops about her Pandora station. She really hammered that one home.
I've got a Pandora station. Did you hear that guy packing the blender into my car?
Please, you can ship these to my house. You can. The address is Luann of the Pandora station. Luann.
Everyone knows where it is.
Luann, courtesy of Pandora.
There's an adorable antique bike leaning up against a picket fence.
Here, take this card. It gives you a free membership to Pandora. I mean, I know it's free, but you can tell yourselves. You remember.
Pandora's box. Don't open it. So next up, we are at Ramona's house. She's like, whoa. I have to say, this car is very sexy. I think it's very powerful. And I think I'm very powerful. I think it's sexy. And I think I'm sexy. I think it's got energy. And I think I have a lot of energy. I think it's got wheels, and I think I've got wheels. I think it's driving on a driving street right now, and I think I'm driving on a driving street right now. I'm like, wow, you have so much in car. You need to change your exhaust, the both of you, okay?
It has anti-lock brakes, and I have anti-lock brakes.
It has a code to get in the front door. I have a code to get in the front door.
It has a glove box. I have a glove box.
By the way, can somebody carry my glove box? I lost my caretaker.
So, did you see Ramona's Instagram from like two nights ago? She did a series of stories where she went to Bloomingdale's, I think, and she suddenly tried to become a fashion reporter. Did you see those?
No.
Well, luckily, through the power of the internet, I actually saved them, and I would like to play them for you because they are so beyond funny. Like, I'm not, and this is not a bit. This is not like, oh, Luann has a new song. This is all real. May I play them?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Tell me if you can. There are six of them. They're all like 10 seconds long, but they're all worth it. Tell me if you can't hear it. Okay, I'm pressing play now.
By the presentation here in Bloomingdale's, guess what? Florals are in. But I don't know if I'm really into florals myself, but I never saw so many florals in one place. Look at all this.
That's the first. Florals. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Florals are in. Florals. Hey, everyone. Florals are in. And by the way, true to form, she totally has dots on her screen for where she tried to press. She pressed the screen. Okay, here's the next one. This one's about white eyelets that are trending.
Another trend I'm noticing in Bloomingdale's, white eyelet. A lot of white with eyelet detail.
And then the next one.
This is a trend all of its own. J'adore, adore. And I think I'm really liking these shoes. They're really different, and I don't know. Maybe I should get a pair.
J'adore, adore. It's sort of a cool trend.
J'adore, adore trend.
Oh, and now here's a real bombshell one that she has. It's about boots.
And now the other trend, boots. They're not just for winter anymore. These low boots are meant to be worn in the summer. And they're coming in every color, by every designer, every price point.
Every boots. Designer.
Boots. Okay, I won't do the rest of them. But boots.
Every designer. Boots. They're boots. Not just for they're winter not... anymore.
Shirts. They're not just for winter anymore.
Sonia's. They're not just for... Yeah, Sonia's only for the winter. Let's face it.
Let's face it.
She's no good
new cars,
spring.
They're not just for the roads anymore.
I think I'm just not for the winter anymore. Okay? These J'adore adores are adore. I think I'm adore.
J'adore adores. Not just for doorways anymore, okay?
Or J'adores. So Ramona is in peak Ramona mood. She's one of her friends has sent over an artist to help her hang art in her house, or for her to buy art.
Yes.
And she's like, oh, guys, hi. I'm so sorry. But my caretaker left, and I need your help. Do you mind? Do you know how to carry things? And the artist is like, seriously, bitch?
Yeah.
Seriously? She's like, but he did it.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I've become like a maven. I really soak up things like a sponge. For instance, did you know that boots, they're not just for winter anymore? That's what I soaked up in my head sponge, okay?
I'm soaking things up like sponge. You know sponges, how they pass fine art and they soak it up. And I said, bring it over. Bring it over to my coral reef. I'll live with it for a while and I'll see if I like it. Why not? I'm like, you're trying out art, Ramona.
Yeah.
You know, Ramona, that's what she does with everything. She's like, these boots, j'adore, adore boots. Hey, these were great. I lived in them for a while. I don't like them. Terrence, take them back.
Whoa, this is crazy. When I was a little girl, I once was like, I want boots. I hear they're specifically only for the winter. And Geraldine Parsonsman said, no, little girls like you don't get to have boots. I don't adore, j'adore boots. And so to this day, I've never had boots, and I've never had boots outside the winter, and I've never had j'adore adore boots. Okay? I'm sorry, but that's the truth.
She's like, boys, look, I'm going to get a new couch, and I got these chairs, but they're not supposed to be over there. They're going into a new room. Do you want to help me? You want to help? And they're like, okay, I yeah. guess so. She's like, you know, I have an appointment here with these guys, and I'm going to capitalize on that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they show memories of Ramona just making every busboy ever like unpack for her.
Exactly. And they're not just moving like two chairs into another room. All of a sudden they're lifting a giant ottoman, bringing it upstairs. They're like changing the cabling on TV. They're basically like demoing a wall. Her kitchen is now in shambles. Like, oh, one more thing. I need you guys to redo all the wiring in this house before tomorrow morning, okay?
Yeah,
thank you,
like,
Cannon,
okay.
Terrence.
I love that he did it. She's like, you have a good eye. You just hung that TV so well, fairy. You have a good eye. He's like, it's Terry. And yes, I have a good eye. I'm an artist. And she's like, says you. I'll be the judge of that. Pull up the art. Okay, so she has him doing all this stuff. Then over at Luann's house in Sag Harbor... Sonia drives up. She's like, oh my god, there's so many cars, I hate to block anyone, and then blocks everyone
and then blocks them all in. Yeah, she comes in and Luann's like, would you believe it, Sonia, I got you the ninja. That's her next song. I got a ninja,
I don't even want it. It's like the most negative song either. There's a ninja in my house and I didn't even want it. Give me a G.
It's just like a very, that's like her, that's her ballad.
Yeah.
About life's unfulfilled dreams.
I ate a carrot whole. Don't know what I was thinking.
I have to say, for a ninja, it's awfully loud. Get it, Sonia? I'm putting that in hashtag Countess and Friends.
So, of course, Sonia brings her dogs without telling her. And Luann's like, oh, my God, you brought your dog? And then another one runs in. She's like, oh, God, ninja.
Mind if I put it in the ninja? Let's see if this thing works.
So Sonia's like, look what the wind blew through. Oh, it's so good to be home. She's like moving in.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just feeling so relaxed after that. Just luxurious jitney ride. Just a lap of luxury.
And then for the second time in the episode, she's like, well, thanks for the ninja. Because, you know, I'm juicing. I'm losing weight. I mean, normally it would be a case of wine and a 20-year-old. But we're not doing 20-year-olds anymore. Right, Luann? Right. And she's like, well, I'm having tequila. She goes, well, you can't have enough tequila.
Yeah, more foreshadowing.
Yeah, sure, tequila I can. For Don't you. You remember that time I had too much tequila? And I was in the Hit It Boys. Bushes, bushes, bushes. Tequila in the bushes.
I was a ninja in those bushes.
So she's like, gosh, ever since we've been to the Hamptons, we're just so much closer, us and the girls. And yeah. She's like, oh, so it's good with Tinsley? Well, I got a text about Scott. And I said, well, it would be good to see you both. And she's like, they broke up, Sonia. Well, that's the thing. I haven't heard from her since she broke up with Scott. Well, that was a long time ago, Sonia. Well, I got the text, so let's just keep it at that.
And Luann's like, oh, well, you know what I think about Tinsley. She's pretty much just a spoiled brat who stomps her feet. You know what I'm saying?
And Sonia's I want a bigger room.
So Sonia's like, well, you know, I get it. You know, Tinsley's gone AWOL because basically I remind her of her mother. And when she doesn't, when I get up in her business, reminds her of when Dale gets up in her business. And so she just goes AWOL because she doesn't want me to know about it. So like, I get it. Also, she has no future, no prospects, and she can never afford anything on her own without going into her trust fund or Scott's pocketbook.
Luann's like, well, anyway, ninja. So, you know, Bethany's having a birthday party, and Ramona's hosting a party for Carol, and
Carol.
They're participating in the whatever-thon. And she's like, speaking of Carol, I sent her an email, and it was so inspirational. I said, you are an inspiration. You're amazing. What you did for that marathon, the way that you put those tennis shoes on, I was so proud. It was 5 pages long, and all I get back is a thanks.
And it wasn't even spelled out. It was THNX, okay?
THX. And Luann goes, well, I at least got a full thank you. It was written out. She's like, a THX, can you believe it? Well, actually, mine said thanks. THX. Nope, mine still says thanks.
I had a full thanks. Maybe that's because I included an emoji of someone doing yoga.
I included an eggplant, a thumbs down, and a smiley face spitting. So maybe that's why I got a full thanks.
I included a rocket ship and a CD player and a party hat. So I think that may have resonated with her a little bit enough, at least enough to fill out the entire word.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. That's what I got.
I included an arrow that pointed to the upper left-hand corner of her screen. Seemed to really do the trick.
So back at Ramona's, they're hanging the art, finally, that they brought. It's like 10 hours later. The house is repainted. So he's hanging some art, and she's like, oh my God, should that go above the fireplace? Isn't that a wow factor? Like, what is that? Fish? Water? Grass? I'm not even sure what I think about that one. It's very abstract.
She goes, sorry.
I just thought it was funny because the artist goes, it's all abstract, you idiots.
I just like that her interpretation was so all over the map. She's like, wow, it kind of looks like fish running around in the water. Or it looks like hay or grass. Like, what?
And she just takes that word for anything she doesn't like. She's like, I don't know about that one. It's very abstract.
It looks sort of like a lampshade, but maybe Martin Luther King Jr.
Is that a focus point?
Hey, is that a lasagna noodle or is that a Toyota 4Runner?
Are those pins in a needle stack? Or is it Julia Roberts' back of her head? Because I saw her once in the back of the cheese shop in the Hamptons. She was singing something called Dude the D'Agostino. It was weird.
Is that a staircase? Or is that Julianne Moore?
Is that a brick wall? Or Nell Carter? Like, who knows? Is that a focal point?
Did you know that I was just watching a Nell Carter clip? Is that why you said that?
No, but I know that somewhere one of us is... One of us at the time is always watching an Al Carter clip. So.
Whoa, it's like 8 misbehaving. Or it could be a plum frond.
So the girls arrive. Dorinda, Tinsley, and Carol arrive. And Ramona's like, whoa, Carol, did you change your hair? Last time I saw you, your hair didn't look like this. It looked different.
Very
like,
abstract.
Last time it was like leather. And it had glasses on it. And Carol's like, last time I saw you, I was Amelia Earhart. She's like, I don't know who that is, but I'd like your gray hair.
Well, you have to see this painting. It's a painting of Amelia Earhart, or it could just be a stack of screws.
Shut up, Ramona. I like that Carol's already got no patience with the whole thing. She's like, out with the old and in with the new. Look at this. Look at my house. They shipped me the wrong bed. Here's what happened. I was sitting here, and I was ordering the bed, and I chose it, and I told my caretaker to press the
button.
And then my caregiver pressed the wrong button. And so now I've got this. It's the wrong size bed on the thing. Stupid. Give, take, give, take a giver.
My caregiver says, Miss Singer, there's something wrong. And they're like, caregiver? They're like, you mean caretaker? Yes. Just imagine. She's like, no, I actually have a caregiver.
I have one.
I say, excuse me. I ring a bell and the caregiver comes in. And I'm like, I would like some orange juice, but give me one small glass of orange juice, hold the orange juice, extra tequila, a tall glass of tequila, hold the tequila, extra vodka, and a third glass that's a mixture of tequila and vodka and orange juice with three limes, okay?
Ding, 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 caretaker. Is that grass or is it noodles? It's like, can I please leave now? Are you going to buy any of this art?
Yeah, she basically has like a queen size, maybe not even a queen, maybe like a full mattress on a king size bed, and so there's all these slats showing and everything. She's like, "Whoa, I was crazy. I don't know what to do. My caregiver has to take extra care of me now."
So then Bethany gets to this Italian or Greek restaurant, I guess, and she's like, "Hey, it's me, Bethany. Hey, it's me. I'm like 10 minutes late. I'm so sorry. It's like 10 minutes late. Can you believe that I'm 10 minutes late? Look at your screen right now. It's going to say the time. It's going to say I'm 10 minutes late. Can you believe that? All right, yeah. I'm Bethany. I'm here for the party of Bethany. What do you mean no one else is here, huh? What time is it? Yeah. Look at your screen. What time is it? No one's here? 12 minutes and I'm still first? Ugh. I tried coming 10 minutes late. Now look at me. God damn it.
Yeah, she's like, who's fucking 20 minutes late for someone else's birthday? I'm like, I'm sure there's lots of footage of you coming in an hour late to many people's birthdays and leaving 10 minutes later. So slow your roll, Bethany.
Yeah, at least they're coming in and not just sitting outside in their car mocking it from the front seat.
Yeah, and everyone in the restaurant's turning around and staring at her like, why is there a giant raven in this restaurant right now sitting at that table?
Talking to herself incessantly.
So wearing a Groucho Marx nose.
Yeah, they did do that cutaway where she's like, everyone's looking at me. They were like, Bethany's feeling alone.
And I mean, at this point, I just feel like the producers are fucking with her. They're like, okay, let's make Bethany show up first because she hates it so much and it makes her so agitated.
Thank God, because it's so fun watching her. She's like, oh my God, no one's coming. Like, I'm like, what am I, 7 years old? No one's coming to my party? I mean, that happened to Brynn. I forgot to invite people to her party, so like literally no one came. But still, it's like seven. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to, okay? Is this even real right now? And it's like someone looks over and then they make the sound effect. Like, you see that? Someone looked at me. Like, here the hell's 20 minutes late? Oh, God. I guess I'm going to put an order now since it's 9 o'clock. Okay, I'm just going to, like, order because it's 9 o'clock. That's what you do.
If I have to sit at this table any longer by myself, like, honestly, just put me, like, just take me to Athens and just chop my head off and just, like, hanging at the Acropolis. Okay, honestly, this Greek restaurant, I can't. You know what? You know what I say? Wrap me up in some phyllo dough and just, like, stick me in the oven and make me Bethany Kopita. Okay, that's what I guess.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! She's like, no one's even saying they're sorry. But, like, who cares? Who gives a shit? You know, it's just my birthday. Who cares? Not Carol. That's for sure. Carol doesn't care.
She sent me a text later that just said SRY. Like, literally, I can't. So I guess everything has been, like, assigned. And Tinsley's like, oh, I don't want to sit next to Sonia. And she's like, it's like the table size of a pizza box. Okay, everyone sit next to everyone. Okay, like, so seriously, calm down. Like, chill out, huh?
Everyone's sitting next to Sonia, okay? Like the bathroom attendant sitting next to Sonia. That's how small the table is, which we could have gotten a bigger table, but you're all late. So here I am, all alone, you know? I'd rather sit next to, like, the people I was here before. Who is nobody, okay?
Meanwhile, Dorinda's dressed like a skunk.
Yeah, Dorinda's wearing the skunk she rode over on the way.
It is a full skunk fur jacket, and it looks great.
And everybody's blonde, and Bethany's like, ah, what is this, 50 Shades of Blonde, huh?
Yeah.
It's like 50 Shades of Grey, but nobody gets laid.
Yeah. So then Sonia walks in, and she immediately does her nice nasty thing, or nasty nice, as they say. Sonia's like, hi, oh, Carol, the marathon turned you gray. She's like, my hair's not gray, it's ash.
It's like, ash is gray, stupid.
I was like, what's the color of ash? What's the color of ash, you asshole?
You're mad at Sonia for not understanding a full color palette.
It's bad lighting in there anyway.
Yeah, Sonia should have worn her like quadruple maroon just to go after Carol today.
Dorinda, everyone sort of arrives, and then Dorinda's talking to Luann at one end of the table and asking her if it's okay having Sonia at her house, and Lou's like, oh, well, you know, Sonya's harmless. It's really the biggest danger is that ninja. There's an actual ninja in my house now. It's so threatening.
Dorinda's like, she's harmful. Who brings a ninja to a house? That's killer right there. What she did. You got to watch out for her. She's ninja nice. Like, you're nice, and then before you know it, you've got a Star David slashing your throat, and then you're bleeding out double cherries like you're the first level of Miss Bagman.
I don't know what she's thinking. That's a nice thing to do. Bring a ninja to someone's house. You know, throwing stars, nunchucks. That's not nice. Next thing you know, they're eating all your pizza up. It's not right.
She's like the smile on her face, okay? You know, here's what she said. She said, Tinsley's boyfriend pays for everything. Scott bought everything, not her. All these things. And Luann goes, innuendos? Do you mean innuendos? Five, six,
or as
seven,
I called
eight,
them, innuendos.
Innuendos. In, you, out, you, endo, endo. It all endos the same. Right, girls?
Because I'm like a ninja, except I'm not dealing with throwing stars. I'm a shooting star.
Innuendos.
Innuendos.
So she goes, I don't know who's supporting her. Scott, the trust fund? I don't ask those kind of questions. I'm a countess.
I love when she said that because that's she was basically saying, who the fuck cares? It's either Scott or a trust fund. She's not making her own money, which is what we were saying last week. Like, what? Like, Tinsley, relax.
Yeah.
We get it.
Tinsley's like, I'm not a whore. I'm a privileged white girl. There is a difference. So Luann's like, Luann goes, so anyway, Carol, you ran 26 miles. And Carol goes, 26.2, actually. And she goes, oh, that's an amazing accomplishment. Carol, congrats.
Wow. You know, it's a great accomplishment. You know, doing a marathon, it's almost like singing 18 songs in your live set at the Catalina Jazz Club. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. I've got a cabaret act. A cabaret act. Special guest. A ninja innuendo. Yeah.
Well, just applaud whenever you'd like to, ladies. Are you too tired, Carol? Too tired after your marathon?
Yes, Carol. Feel free to send a text of support to my Countess and Friends show.
So then anything? Sonya starts her BS. Like, well, Tinsley, it's really good to see you because I sent this really long... No, Carol, it's really good to see you because I sent this really long email. Very inspirational. And remember all the paragraphs I sent? And then you just sent back, thanks. THX, not even thanks. You couldn't even write down the whole fucking thing. And she's like, oh, I don't even remember that. Well, it's true. You didn't even write down the whole fucking word. Thanks.
She's like, for a moment, I thought you were inviting me to do an exercise class with those cables. And I realized that's TRX, not THX. And I was like, well, THX for nothing, Carol. You didn't even invite me to an exercise class.
I was writing a thank you gift saying thank you for the THX sound system in my house. And then I realized I'm only hearing things that Pickle's repeating back to me. And it's not THX at all. Thanks a lot, Carol.
And another thing, when it was my birthday, you only wrote HBD on my Facebook page. And then at Christmas, you wrote Xmas. I mean, what's up with this, Carol?
Carol's like, die. How many letters, Carol? How many letters did you use for that? So Carol's trying to ignore her. And then Bethany's like, oh my God, I know. I called you a million times. And she's like, you didn't call me. It's like, THX, you hear in the background. And Carol's like, enough, Sonya. Stop saying that. It's like, THX, THX, THX. And Bethany's like, well, you know, it is hard to get a hold of Carol.
Innuendo. Yeah, so Bethany is like, no, honestly, Carol, it's hard to get in touch with you. Like, it's hard. Like, your phone's always off. You don't respond to messages. Like, there's a weird voice recording, you know? So she's like, you know, I called you. Like,
she said there's a recording saying the phone doesn't work. Yeah. Just so Carol. Thank you for calling, Carol. This phone doesn't work. Click.
You've reached the voicemail of Amelia Earhart. I can't be found right now, so please leave a message and I'll get back to you in about 100 years when I crawl out of the Sahara Desert.
It's not a haircut, it's a cap.
Ash.
So then Benny's like, yeah, no, I called you to Carol like 10 times. I never got a response. Like, I was sick. I was like, how many times did I have to call her? Like, she's running a marathon. I'm like, hey, you done? Huh? You done? Huh? You done? You done? Huh? You done? Done?
Then
you done?
They both, huh? Do, they huh? both whip done? Out their swords, their cell phones, and start looking through their text messages. And Bethany's like, I called you at like 112, 320, 240, 760, 890, 920, yeah. 8B, BC, B11. B11. She's like, wait a minute, now you're just playing bingo.
And then in the background, you hear Sonya go, oh, you got a whole THANX. She literally said that.
I know, Sonya's not letting it go. And Bethany's like, why are you being defensive? She's like, I'm not, I'm correcting you. We're not even playing bingo, Bethany. She's like, oh, now you're defensive.
Now you're defensive. THX.
Well, so Bethany, tell you about that cheese I found.
Well, I was walking around Sag Harbor cheesemongery, and I was like, this is perfect for Bethany. It's just full of flavor, but no one really cares. Get it? Innuendo. But Carol is like, because Bethany is like, no, I texted you. I texted you like 3 times during the race. It's here right now. Here are the timestamps. And Carol was like, well, that was during the day when I was running. I'm like, you can text back at night, Carol. It's not that hard.
No kidding. The point is, she did text you, and you're making me stand up for Bethany. And seeing this whole dynamic play out now, because we've been hearing about it for months, Carol really is an asshole. It's like, well, yeah, Tinsley's richer, and she still has a lot of things at top her own, so I'm going to hang out with her now.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that I'm leaning towards Bethany in this situation. I thought for sure I was going to be like, well, it's another example of Bethany ruining a friendship, but Bethany's like, no, I texted you. You didn't text me back at all. And Carol's like, well, yeah, whatever. And then, you know, and although it was weird because Carol then did produce a text that she did send Bethany back, but I think she told Bethany, oh, I'm just dead. Something like that. So I guess they both were wrong. I guess they just don't check neither one of them really check their texts. That's the lesson learned.
Well, it just seemed like she was saying, well, I texted you, I supported you with texts, and she's like, nah, not enough or whatever. So they start reading off timestamps to each other. And then Tinsley's like, I'm a better friend because Sonya lived on the marathon route. All she had to do was come outside and she wouldn't even do that. And then Bethany's like, I don't know why she's being so mad, nah. And then Carol's like,
well, by the way, bitches, only one of you came to watch me marathon.
Oh, get over yourself, Carol.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. You know, it's nice when people show up for marathons, but it's not in a friend contract. There's no friend obligation that you have to actually go down and watch the marathon when it's cold and rainy and it's like Sunday and you're like out of town also.
Who wants to watch somebody jog? Like, no one. What is that? That's a stupid thing to have to go see.
Listen, you know, like, I mean, admittedly, Lisa Timmons, our friend Lisa Timmons, she runs the marathon every now and then. Some years she does. And back in my old apartment, I was on the marathon route, so I would try to go down, wave at her, go back, whatever. It was a nice thing. But she never was like, oh my God, Ben, you have to go down there. And no one does that. Like, honestly, it's a lot, Carol. It's a lot. I know it's a big deal for you, but like, the race is over. Time to like focus on more meaningful things.
Yeah, it's over. But also, she lied because Bethany says that she invited Carol to her house and Carol said she'd rather stay with Tinsley. And Bethany apparently has a lot of room. So, Carol's, it seems like the way that they're putting this together, Carol's just being an asshole.
I think Carol, yeah. I mean, but what we do have to get to the bottom of is Carol being an asshole with reason. Like, did Bethany do something where Carol's like, you know what, fuck her. You know, so we have to
say that's the thing. You never know on these shows.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like it's going to get slowly. I think we are slowly peeling away the layers every week, which I like. So either way, you know who's happiest of everyone? Ramona. Whoa, I love Carol's new voice. It's not just for winter anymore. Carol's using her voice all year long. J'adore Carol's voice. Okay.
Usually it's just me telling Bethany she's full of shit. Now there's Carol. So then Bethany and Carol whip out their phones and compare timestamps and stuff. And then Luann's like, well, I have a subject. What about the Berkshires? Remember me and you, Bethany, we've had our moments. And then we see clips of Bethany like, oh, I don't want you to marry him. He's not a good guy. Please say it's not about Tom.
It's about Tom.
I'm going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, well, between you and I, Bethany, can everyone hear this? Between you and I, Bethany, I should say I should have heeded your warning, and I just couldn't see what was ahead of me. And then it's like, we got the boat, girls.
Yeah, I was in love, and love is blind, am I right? Blind, just like my favorite new cheese, blind cow. Have it, Bethany. I got it for you. It's special.
Just like my blind friend Stevie, who sang Superstition.
You know who works very well in the dark? A ninja. Hit it. 3, 2, 1. Ninjas in the dark are having such a lark. What innuendo? Don't go in the bendo.
THX. THX.
Quiet, Sonia. This is my song.
So Bethany's like, look, you just want to say I'm right. Just say I'm right. And she's like, okay, you know what? Well, you were right.
You were fucking
right.
You were fucking right.
There you go. Oh, it feels good. Said it once. You're fucking right. She's fucking right. Bethany is right. She's like, oh my God. I have to get ready. I'm going to pee on the floor. Like, seriously, I should have worn a better outfit because I didn't see this coming. Like, I'm on it.
And the way Anna Mealy goes into melodrama, I suffered a lot, as you know. I realized that I didn't see it clearly. I'm like, you think? Well, it's sad. It's really sad. It's like a Greek tragedy, really. Bethany's like, farce, melodrama, anything but tragedy. Okay, it's farce.
What, he fuck his mother? Like, Greek tragedy? What the hell is this?
What is this, like Antigone?
I suffered, Bethany. I suffered. You know, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Don't start with that, okay? She's like, well, I stood by my man. No, Tammy Wynette. Don't start with that either. All right. THX!
I've never been to me. Sometimes the rain comes down in June. Sometimes the sun goes around the moon.
But I've never been to cheese. Actually, I did today. His name was Michael, and he got a great gift basket.
So then Luann's like, well, table, hello, ladies at the table, since you're all listening in on this very private conversation, I just hope we can put this behind me and behind us. Thank you for coming. This court is adjourned.
People make mistakes, and that's how we grow. I went in without a helmet, if you will. And Ramona's like, well, at least you don't have brain injuries.
I'm going to call you Junior, so what? Okay?
And then Sonia skips from screaming THX to, I'll take that plate. She's just like, keeps taking all the plates to her side of the table.
So now everyone's like questioning about Lou and Tom. She's like, well, I mean, we've talked about this so long, so many conversations. And Ramona goes, we've never talked about it. I never talk about it with you. I was like, where is the Ramona montage of her saying,
yes.
My girlfriend spoke to him on the phone. He's a bad man for you. He drives an ugly car. He taught me backgammon. Look, he wrote on my arm once.
And then Sonia goes, well, Luann never lives in the past. She has a very short memory.
And again, the way it goes, I don't want to talk about it. And Carol goes, no one's brought it up.
Yeah. Well, it's in the press, you know, still in the press. I'm in the press every day. And the press can talk about it, but I don't want to. She's like, no one's asking you. And then Ramona's like, Luann, the only reason to talk about it to you isn't to be derogatory. It's that we're confused women. Okay? And, you know, see something, say something, say something, see terrorism. That's all I'm saying. She's like, well, not at Bethany's birthday party. I'm like, it's been 20 minutes of you talking about it.
I know. And then Tinsley's like, remember when we talked, like, basically what Ramona just said? Like, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just trying to, you know, like, say something. And Luann's like, oh, you were a little mean. You were a little mean, Tinsley. All right. Capped woman.
She's like, well, I was just trying to help.
It's just, well,
I was just trying to help you with your boyfriend over texty text. And she's like, yeah. Ah, well, the thing is, we're texting because he's in Chicago and I'm here. And it's like, And then she goes, and Ramona goes, and you won't go to Chicago? Why would you go to Chicago with your man? And she's like, it's not even an option. And she goes, oh, so you would move to Chicago? And she's like, in a Chicago minute. What is a Chicago minute? How long is that?
I don't know. I feel like it's sort of like a New York minute, but it's a little cleaner. And whiter.
So basically, he hasn't invited her to Chicago, and that's why they're fighting, I guess. And So Luann's like, well, I'm going to go get the band out of the van. I'll be right back. It's a special surprise. It's called Pandora Live. We'll be right back, ladies.
Luann's Pandora Station presents Happy Birthday by Luann of Luann's Pandora Station. Happy birthday to you.
That was pretty amazing. She sang Happy Birthday in 19 different keys.
Yeah. Well, my voice is a chord, basically. Lots of different keys all at once.
My vocal cords are basically one of those thingamajurgies. What are those called in Australia?
Didgeridoos. I'm basically a didgeridoo. Wah, 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 wah. I'm like a dubstep didgeridoo. Whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, I'm basically Aborigine. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Happy birthday to the non-ingenuendo cheese-up deserving not toaster getting lady in the middle who's a bitch to me a lot, but I'm gonna be nice to her now, Bethany. Happy birthday to not Carol.
And then Bethany's like, you know Hoopa. What? Let's put on Groucho Marx glasses and then say hoopa a lot and dance around the restaurant because we're crazy, okay? Hoopa. We're basically a bunch Hoopa. Of morons and this is when we shine. All right, Groucho, Hoopa. Groucho, Hoopa. Hoopa.
Hey, Hoopa. Hey, Carol. Hey, Carol, put on your Groucho Marx nose. Hey, Carol. Oh, it's on? Oh, sorry.
Ramona's like, put on your nose, Ashy.
Bye, Ashy.
Bye, Ashy. That's funny. Goodbye, Ashy.
Did a volcano go off in here? It sort of looks rather ashy on Carol's head. Carol, it's not Halloween anymore. You can stop playing Mount St. Helens.
Who erased the chalkboard with Carol's head? Anybody? So the next day, Topping Rose Inn. Now, I know that Topper is named Topper, but this just sounds like someplace for bottoms, like a hotel for bottoms. Topping Rose. It's the Topping yeah. Rose Inn. I mean, my butt hurt just looking at the sign.
Yeah, exactly. So Carol and Tinsley are leaving their hotel room, and Tinsley's trying to lock the door, and she's getting confused. And Carol's like,
I just don't lock doors. I don't think anything, nothing's like important enough to like, it has to be locked. It's just, that's the way it is.
I'm like, thank you, Madame Privilege. That you're this is the voice of privilege right here. You know, I mean, I like give Tinsley some credit. Sure, she may be on like the family trust fund, but at least she locks her doors. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, actually, Carol has the right strategy, which is that she puts that nasty ass couch in the middle of her apartment. Everyone's like, there can't be anything worthwhile in that apartment as long as that couch is there.
Yeah, she's got five cats. So a burglar walks in and it's just like cat piss, and we're out.
Yeah.
She's got the smell barrier in her.
Yeah,
house.
No, but that was full on privilege right there. I mean, like, you know, when replacing if something gets stolen, and that's like, for some people when their shit gets stolen, that's like a life altering experience. Like your shit stolen, you don't have that shit anymore, and you're never getting it back. She's like, well, that's okay. I'll leave my doors unlocked. Also, yeah. Memo to burglars. Go to Carol's house.
Yeah, no shit. I hope there's some burglars watching this show.
Yeah.
You just maybe. Got a score, baby.
Yeah, so, well, talk to Kyle Richards about that.
So at Pierre's, over at Pierre's, Carol and Tinsley are doing that thing where they're having a conversation, and Bethany walks up, and they're like, oh, we're just finishing our conversation before we realize someone's standing there. Like, Bethany's the waiter waiting to take their order.
They don't even look up to her. But to be fair, Bethany is always good about walking in with like she's like the worst room enterer. She just walks in, she's like, hi. She doesn't even say hi. She just walks in, stands, scowls, and starts to take off a scarf or something and just stands there and then,
oh, hi, didn't see you there. We'll have a Pinot Grigio, please.
I don't know what I did to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. She's like, wait a minute.
It's like, why are you talking about doctors? Eggs? You're ordering eggs? What are you talking about eggs for? You froze eggs?
For? Eggs? You did the 12 days needle thing? It's not easy. It's not easy. I did. You got the wings? Yeah. It's like in vitro. It's like it's hard. It's hard to get an in vitro thing. It does a lot. The hormones? Yeah. So yeah, to be fair,
I feel like I'm playing a game, you know, but I'm like watching a game show at home. I'm saying all the answers, but nobody can hear me.
You have played a game operation before. You just stick the thing in, you like make the guy buzz. I always like, I'm like, whatever. I don't care if he buzzes. It's an operation. Just let her, okay?
But ow! Sorry, Tinsley. I didn't know you knew I was here. So
took the lamb chop out of my stomach. wishbone or whatever. But that's the thing. Like, clearly this is not a three-way that's going to last because Carol and Tinsley are being cool girls to Bethany. But when Bethany sits down, she really is like, she just shatters the conversation because they're talking about freezing eggs. And instead of being like, oh, so wait, catch me up. She's like, oh, you see the doctor for? You saw I'm going to freeze the eggs? Okay. So, okay, it's like you need 12 days of needle thing? Okay, it's not, yeah, like, Bethany, stop trying to, like, just listen. Just listen.
Yeah, she's just trying to get in and she can't. So she goes, well, I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah, using the restroom. Not that anyone cares. Just paying attention to me. What the fuck? God damn it. So
anyone
she just walks off. And
I'm
they don't
here.
Pay attention to her. They just keep talking.
Hey, gray hair. I'm over here. I'm gray hair. Hey, Yeti. Yeti and Kepti. Come on. No? Hello? Bathroom? No? Okay.
Hey, bartender. What's the most ignored drink you have on the menu? Could you send it over to Ashy over there?
Also, Tinsley's wearing a giant sock as her sweater. It's just like a sock.
Yeah, she's keeping her embryos warm or whatever. So the doctor, so you see, that's how I think embryos work. I'm like, put a sock on it.
That is how it works.
So they ignore her. So then Dorinda gets into Ramona's new car. And Ramona's like, let's face it. This car's fast and I'm fast. This car has wheels and I've got wheels. Dorinda's like, oh, Jesus, just open the door. What are you trying to belly me up? It's like, yeah. Well, I like it when a gentleman opens the door for me. And I learn that now I just stand there. And then I wait and I don't say anything until the door opens. Works every time.
Doors, they're not just for winter anymore.
I just love the thought of Ramona standing in front of a door until someone opens it.
I know. I think it's like hilarious. But I also think it's kind of an amazing power move, right? Just like, no. You have to open the door for me, and if you don't, I'm just going to stand here. I'm going to make you work for it. That's a case where Ramona's bossiness I appreciate.
That's one of those people you walk up and you're like, I'm not opening the door for you. I would just stand out there in the cold like, okay, I want to do it too. Who's going to open the door for us?
Yeah, yeah. So back at the restaurant, Bethany is now – she's back from the bathroom, not that anyone noticed that she even left. And she's bitching about Ramona now. She's like, you know, my problem with Ramona, she's just someone that people tolerate. You know, that's it. You just tolerate her. She's not a good person. You just tolerate her. And Carol's like,
yeah, but Luann has a dark cloud. Basically, Tinsley and I decided that we hate Luann this season more than Ramona, so you have to get on board with it. I was like, huh? What?
Yeah, but last night she said you were great. Those aren't even Luann words. Like, I didn't even know she knew those words.
Luann said I was right.
Well, I don't believe she meant it. She's like, well, she can't stand Luann. You know, I think she was sincere. Now she's saying Luann's not sincere. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Now they're having this cold, cool girl three-way fight, which I think is going to pay off very well.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Carol and Tinsley are being a little obnoxious to Bethany, I have to say. Even though Bethany is overbearing as fuck, they're just being cold to her.
They're being bachas.
Yeah,
so let's
badges.
Go over to Luann's house in Sag Harbor. Marianne's here. Marianne, make some drinks, but just four mimosas, because I know Ramona's having Pinot Grigio, and Dorinda will just drink out of whatever bottle you put in front of her.
Yes. Here's a watering can. Just fill that up with some sort of vodka. Sonia comes into the kitchen, and Luann's like, oh, hi, honey. I thought you were getting dressed. Sonia's like, I am dressed. It's a caftan. I just love the way Luann just negs her right out the gate.
Are those my shoes? She's like, yes. Am I still allowed to wear your shoes? And then they just show her bopping the bottom of her feet, and they're like black. It's like those soccer shoes or slipper shoes. You know what I mean?
Cleats.
She's like, well, of course you can. Cleats. They're golf shoes. She's like, yes, well, of course you can wear my dirty sock feet if you want to, but... Yeah, that's how you can tell I'm at Lou's house instead of snotty Dorinda, okay? I can borrow something. It's not World War III. And then they show her coming out in some negligee she stole from Dorinda's closet. Oh, my God. Oh, the golden years.
I know, exactly. I still think Sonia needs to learn some manners. I think Dorinda's right in this. Like, you don't just go through someone's closet and put on their clothes.
Yes,
even if it's
course.
Slippers. Meanwhile, Ramona's still driving, and we see a shot of her driving fully across the double yellow line, like that wheel is in the other lane. Whoa, it's crazy driving. It's such a sensory overload. Okay. Whoa, Sonia was so quiet the night before. She's just sitting there chomping on vegetables. Chomp, chomp, chomp. She's like Bugs Bunny, but more of a bug than a bunny, okay?
She could have been like a little rabbit. And Dorinda's like, gosh, was better quiet than a monologue. So then back at the house, Sonia's like, oh, don't worry, no green tea today. I took a jitney to get smashed with you ladies.
Yeah. And then someone points out, maybe I think it's Sonia points out Luann's statement necklace. And Luann's like, oh, well, it's an eagle. I mean, it's Veterans Day. It's Veterans Day. Well, would you believe it, girls? It's Veterans Day.
Let's toast to Richard. He was a veteran.
Oh, yeah. It was Dorinda coming in.
Yeah,
right?
Dorinda comes in. And then Dorinda hugs Luann in that sloppy way where it's like that Camille way with like an open mouth. So she leaves a big lipstick smudge on her. And Sonia's like, you got lipstick on you, Luann. She's like, well, I'm going to call it Dorinda Love. Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
I didn't see it happening. It's almost as if I were attacked by a 3-2-1 ninja. Ninja kiss.
Lipstick on my shoulder.
Lipstick of a ninja.
So Luann's like, well, let's talk about Bethany's birthday party. Tinsley didn't even look at Sonia. And Tinsley's like, I didn't look at Sonia, because she's still at lunch with Bethany and Carol. She's like, I didn't even look at Sonia. And Bethany's like, well, what are you mad about? And she goes, well, she was talking crap about me. Like, I just came to New York to find a man to take care of me. And then Bethany just shrugs.
Just shrugs. Like, well, okay, tell me something I don't know.
She's like, if you're a socialite, being a kept woman is basically the next step. What's the difference?
Yeah. Yeah. I just love that Bethany just like shrugged in her face, like, okay, yeah, well, you know, sort of like it's true, okay?
Yeah, and you found one, and his name is Topper, and you're staying in a place right now called Topping Rose, so how wrong was Sonia, okay?
So back at Luann's place, Sonia is bragging that normally, you know, she can always eat whatever she wants and stay thin, and we'll just pretend we didn't see that whole episode about where she got liposuction from a few seasons ago.
Yeah.
And she says that basically her weight gain is from the antidepressant that she's been taking. And she's like, well, you know, I've just been so burnt out from the lawsuits and the divorce and the kids in boarding school and the SATs and computer number 3's on the fritz. And that assistant girl, I don't know, I think that she might be a robot. That's very stressful. My BlackBerry fell in the toilet again. But dancing on tables with 20-year-olds. My daughter's been singing on Instagram. My toaster oven's broken. I thought I was eating a piece of celery. It was a ballpoint pen. It's tough.
And then it just zooms in on Dorinda's face, which is bright red, which was cracking me up. And she's like, you know what? Kids are like ducks. You just let them go. And if they're bad ducks, you take out your shotgun and yam. And then she tells us, she's like, there goes Sonia. Me. She's the only one who got divorced. She's the only one who did this. She's the only one who's got ducks. She's the only one who had a ballpoint pen. She's like, it's all about her. She's the only one who's done anything of worth. And Ramona's like, yeah, but what about the party? Okay, can we talk about how Carol and Bethany were defensive? I gotta say, it feels really good inside, because usually it's just me, and now it's me and Carol. I think we're gonna change the world. This is Bethany's season. Let's turn a rope. And Luann's like, oh, there's been a change in the dynamic. Change in the dynamic.
And by dynamic, I mean Carol's hair. I mean, it's full on gray.
So the then second we go... I come up with something to rhyme with Ashy, there's going to be a tune about it.
Ashy, fascist. No, close.
Ashy, colorful. Nope.
Okay. I'm going to drink some dashy, because Carol's ashy. I mean, it rhymes. Doesn't really make sense.
Is that too easy, girls? Is that too easy?
Cash me outside with Carol's ashy hair. I'm workshopping it. So then we go back over to the restaurant.
Well, I think that Carol's comfortable with herself. And Luann goes, well, when you run 26 miles, that's entitlement. It's like, what?
When you run 26 miles and don't even bother locking your door.
So back at the restaurant, Bethany's like, by the way, I wasn't attacking you. I was just saying I was texting you. And look, here's my text. And then Carol's like, yeah, but it was 1 o'clock, Bethany. I was still running. And Tinsley's like, that was so cute when you were running. And then Carol tells us, look, I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad about Bethany. I was just correcting the record. It was incorrect. Hashtag fake news.
I was like, uh-oh, she's comparing her to, like, Trump stuff. This is not going to end well.
Exactly. So now back at Luann's, Dorinda is reaching a full boil about Sonia. And Sonia's still prattling on. And now she's talking about Ramona and Mario the contractor, who we saw last season. He helped redo her kitchen. And Sonia's like, oh, well, you know, Ramona, she basically went and took Mario and blew him and gave him the best sex of his life. And then got married to him and then divorced him all in an afternoon and left him out high and dry. And I was like, what? I never did that. Okay. Mario the contractor, he's only for winter. He's not just for winter anymore. No, he is only winter anymore. Winter's coming and it's all Mario and it's him.
She's like, what are you talking about? There was nothing between my contractor and I. So say the truth or don't say nothing. And so he's like, you know you were in love with them, Ramona. And Dorinda's like, you see, this is where you get into trouble. How would you like it if someone made these sweeping statements about you or me or her? You do it all the time, Sonia. And Sonia's like, but she loved Mario. She goes, you're going mad like the craziness. And then she just starts going nuts.
I would hate to see Dorinda at a Shakespearean play. I know my luck. I can't deal with my luck. You do it in my luck. You do a soliloquy. It's the same thing. It's self-indulgent, sweeping comments. Listen, something's wrong in the state of Denmark. How about you keep it to yourself from now on? Okay, Denmark's doing just fine.
Bubble, bubble, boiling my ass. My ass, okay?
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Why you ask these questions, okay? Why you ask so many questions? Sweeping statements about the Montagues and Capulets. Get along well if you just talk for normal. Just listen. Be present with Capulets, okay? Be happy. Be present. Ben Romeo, yeah, ever.
Well, Sonia is saying just such crazy shit. Like,
she does say
I don't
crazy.
Even know what the hell she's talking about now. She's like, Ramona uses men when she needs them, and then she dumps them. There's a graveyard of men behind Ramona. Who are these?
I know. Well, but at the same time, I mean, Sonia is not always, like, that far off, because we did see earlier in this episode that Ramona basically was, like, really nice to Dan and Terrence, the gay artists who make the paintings of fish and hay. And she's like, hi guys, hi, could you move this furniture for me? Thanks boy. Slammed the door. And she probably kept all those paintings and not paid for them, you know?
Yeah, she's like, who? Hello, Terrence? Who? I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. This is Ramona's caretaker. Ramona can call you at another time when Carol has found her phone. Click.
Hi. You have reached the phone of Carol Bradswell, who famously never calls back. I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I can call you back, Dan and Terrence. This is a voicemail automated message. Bye. Beep.
Didn't then they show the restaurant, the girls are leaving, and Bethany's like, all right, let's take a selfie. And then no one's paying attention to her, and she goes, all right, I guess no one cares. And it's just Bethany looking into the camera while the other girls are grabbing for their purses.
Yeah, no, it's kind of hilarious seeing Bethany on the outs with the cool girls. It's weird because she's always been the cool girl and now she's on the outs. It makes me like her more. Yeah. So, so Sonia's now again back to the sweeping comments. And to be fair, saying that Sonia is always making nasty nices or nice nasties, that's a sweeping comment. But nevertheless, Sonia starts saying, well, you know, it's with Mario. I mean, it's just like I find that all the men in my life are still with me. Like all my men are still in my life. And Dorinda's like, there you go again. Oh, all the men in my life. Oh, yeah. Richard's in my life, too. He's in heaven. We're going to have tea in heaven. I'm going to go have tea with Richard in heaven. We're going to go have tea and have some vodka. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to do that. We're going to have that. And some elegant people. And this is where it's a balloon. And you know what? It's changed. It's Richard in heaven. Tea time.
That was so crazy when Dorinda went off and she's red in the face and spitting, you know, which is Dorinda, like losing it. And she's like, yeah, heaven's so great. Heaven's so much better than Saint-Tropez. How about you stay present? You stay here where we're at instead of heaven in Saint-Tropez with Richard. I was like, what is happening with Dorinda?
Yeah,
right now?
I didn't really. Yeah, she became unhinged. And Ramona's like, don't make jokes at my expense that aren't true. Okay, don't do that. I'm sorry, but that's face it, you're making too many jokes at my expense. And you can't make jokes at Avery's expense, too, because we're basically the same person, okay?
Yes, and then Ramona tells us, Sonia is being very peculiar. Like, she's trying to figure out a word. She's like,
peculiar.
She's like,
peculiar. Poo-poo platter. She's a Pluto, the planet. The former planet. Peculus.
Which is basically how I describe the artwork above my fireplace now.
Perestroika. So, yeah, so Sonia's like, oh, well, you know, Ramona and I are close. I can say these things. And Ramona's like, not anymore. Not like we used to be. You don't even know what's going on in my life. You don't even know what sort of abstract fish/hay paintings are in my home right now.
Well, you don't know about my life, and I don't know about your life. And I want you to know more about my life, is what I'm saying. And Ramona goes, how about this? How about we all try to be more considerate? And Luann's like, oh, nice Hallmark moment, Ramona.
Okay, I'll be more considerate when someone washes Dorinda's lipstick off my identical sweater with her. How about that? When are we going to address that?
Sonia's like, okay, well, here's what I'll say. I don't express my feelings very well. And Ramona's like, you express your feelings very well, Sonia, okay? That's the problem. And then I goes, okay, girls, well, look. Sonia's been through a lot. And she's like, oh, stop that baloney. I lost a husband. You want to talk about who's been through a lot? And Sonia goes, like, oh, and we've heard that about a million damn times, too.
Like, yeah, uh-oh. And that's when Dorinda, like, it's funny because at this point, Dorinda seemingly has already lost it, but now this is when she realizes it. She's like, she's just like, your husband left you, and my husband died. My husband died. Don't you dare compare your fucking move. You were being my husband because you are fell around South France. You married your friend, honey. You ass.
You were fucking around, Alan. That's why. And he left you. Don't be delusional. Your husband married your friend, honey. You ass. It's like, damn.
Yeah. It got real intense real quickly. I mean.
God, Dorinda gets vicious.
And Sonia's just like, I mean, this is not the first time someone has just fully yelled in Sonia's face. So she's totally unfazed. She's like, I guess I better check on the status of my jitney.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Typical Dorinda, too, because it's Dorinda who's always unloading on her. Tomorrow, yeah. Sonia's going to be like, well, remember when Dorinda just had one too many? Well, I'm glad we're friends. Because Dorinda's next move is always like, can you believe us fighting yesterday? Why can't we just be friends?
Yeah, it's going to be. And Sonia's like, listen, I get it. She needs to get it off her chest. She got off her chest. Now we're back to being friends. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. Oh, this show. My God.
Yeah, so good. So, so good. So
high
octane. And
that brings us to the end of The Real Housewives of New York City. We will be back tomorrow with a Friday of Southern Charm. Don't forget to get live tickets, especially for San Francisco and Phoenix, which are coming up next month. Mm-hmm. And we are very excited. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, talk to you guys. Some Southern Charm classic, and I might even weigh in with some thoughts on Southern Charm New Orleans. So, excited to talk about that. Bye, everyone.
Bye.